When the inflation report came out recently, it did show some good news. Overall, the rate of inflation dropped under 2%. Which, okay, that's about where they want it to be. It's actually a little below where they want it to be. But food inflation remains stubbornly high. However, it still far outpaces the regular rate of inflation. I believe it was 4.1% on food inflation, where inflation was under 2%, if I have the numbers correct. A lot of that was based on rising prices at restaurants, though. Things in the grocery store were actually cooling off a little bit. But, of course, it depends on what the item is in the grocery store. As you know, beef has become extraordinarily expensive, and we've talked about that before. It continues its steady climb. Inflation in beef, 14% year-over-year, February to February, building on other gains. But, believe it or not, that might be a good indicator. Let's find out. We're going to chat with Kevin Greer, who is a livestock market analyst based in Guelph. Kevin, thank you for being with us today. I appreciate it.
Good to be here, Siri.
So we see beef prices up 14% February to February, but it was 18% when you go back to January. So, I mean, it's not, oh my goodness, this is fantastic news, but it seems to be somewhat positive. How did you take that?
You know what? From month to month, it's it could be just there was a few more beef features in February than compared to January. So I'm not going to read a whole lot into that that difference, Jay.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, 1 month certainly doesn't make it. Anything can happen. There were times though when we saw the annual rate of inflation on beef, you know, like well over 20%. Why? Let's start there. Why? What happened to send the price of beef as high as we've seen it go?
Well, the herd is at historically low points in North America. You know, I mean, the producers had a difficult challenges, so to speak, over the 2016 through to 2022 period. Returns were there, but they weren't very good. There was drought, so the herd got downsized quite a bit, and so now we're living with that. The herd is at historically low, but the other side of the coin, Shay, is that you know, if we weren't eating it, Shay, the prices would not be as high as they are. In other words, there's an old expression: if you don't sell it, you smell it. So it's moving, Shay. And you know, I never get calls on any other commodity really except beef. We're just fascinated with beef. We love it.
That is an interesting piece, right? Because even as the prices have gone up, and everybody complains about how much the price of beef has gone up, the demand hasn't softened. It's still there.
I'm always shocked. I mean, every year I say, okay, this is it. You know, something's got to break, but it doesn't. You know, it's just ongoing, shocks me all the time.
So, I mean, with some of this, like I say, softening, which isn't, I mean, but just with the cost of beef and things like that, are we seeing producers start to, instead of scale back, because we've talked about that for a few years at least now, where, as you say, the herd's gotten smaller and smaller and smaller. Yep. Is that turning around at all, where they're actually saying, you know what, there's money in this game, I might actually expand?
Oh, yeah. They're enjoying their work now. The last couple of years, we've never seen anything like it in terms of the returns. And in Canada, we are starting to rebuild. The Statistics Canada inventory report came out and showed that the herd is starting to slowly rebuild. Trouble is, in the States, United States, it really isn't rebuilding a whole lot. And, you know, their herd is so much bigger than ours, and that's where really prices are made or not made. And so the U.S. herd has not really turned around. So it's not going to get a whole lot better just because Canada is starting to rebuild.
And the reality is, especially with cattle, more perhaps than any other livestock, it takes a long, long time to rebuild. I mean, obviously, you've got to reproduce the animals, and that takes time.
Yep. It's like an ocean liner. It takes time to turn around, unlike, say, chicken, which can take just weeks before, you know, you make a decision. So it takes time. You know, producers have to decide, you know what, I'm going to start to rebuild. And then they retain the heifers. They keep the heifers at home. And that makes it even worse. So when the U.S. starts to retain their heifers, that means the heifers are staying in the farm instead of going to become hamburgers. So it's, in terms of the supply side, Jay, there's really no relief in sight.
Okay. I wanted to ask you, on the demand side, the changes that we saw in trade with China, and we know some beef has been exported to China, which is a positive development, I think. Has that changed things? How much of an impact might that have on all of this?
Well, when it's all said and done, the overwhelming majority of the North American production stays in North America. Our exports, 80-some-odd percent of our exports go to the United States. When it's all said and done, though, more market availability is better than less in terms of the producers. So, it, you know, that's a positive for producers, but nothing to get overly excited about. Certainly not going to change anything when it comes to Victoria Day flyers, what they're going to look like, that sort of thing, you know.
Yeah, so you think we're locked into this for the foreseeable future? Nothing out there telling you that, hey, this summer it's going to be a little less to host the barbecue than it was last summer?
No, not a chance. The only way it would be is if the grocers decide, you know what, we're going to really, really cut the price on the flyer to draw more people in. But that's hard to imagine. Like I say, it's moving, Shay. It just keeps on going off the shelves. I look at a chuck roast and it's $40-$50.
Yeah.
Who is buying it? But it's moving, Shay.
It is. You know, you're absolutely right. Kevin, good stuff as always. Appreciate your time, sir. Have a good one.
Okay, Shay, thank you.
New this winter on Global.
Have you ever told a lie?
Are you serious? Wasn't lying part of the job description of CIA?
From executive producer Dick Wolf and the team behind FBI.
New partner.
He can be a little by the book.
Yeah, you're not much use to me alive, but you're really no use to me dead.
I never knew you cared.
Two perspectives, one mission.
You guys work in the open, we work in the shadows.
Starring Tom Ellis and Nick Gelfis.
Nice work, partner.
CIA, all new Mondays at 10 on Global and stream on Stack TV.